It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Trial number two. Yeah, I tried to record this earlier today and I guess I forgot to hit the record button. So I talked for about 5-6 minutes and what I said is going to be a mystery to everyone. Really, what I was kind of talking about was the winter that will never end. Today, right now, it's 23 degrees out, and we are in April 6th. Normal temperatures in Minnesota, or at least average temperatures in Minnesota at this time of year, is in the 50s. Usually about low 50s. And this point in the year, there are days when we are out there in short-sleeve shirts and just enjoying the weather, the warmth of summer starting to show up, but not too warm to where it's miserable. And apparently this year, it's April snow brings May something. I don't even know what April snow would bring. They ain't April showers, that's for darn sure. We had snow on Monday, about 6 inches or so, and looking around right now, you can't really tell that we had all that snow, even though we have been below zero just about all week. The snow has still melted, so that definitely tells you that sun is hot and the snow's not going to stick around, but it's still miserable. It's still April when everyone's looking towards, bright sunny days, spending time outside. And don't get me wrong, it's not like we never get snow in Minnesota. We still get snow in Minnesota. We've got it all up to Memorial Day before. But typically, when we do get that snow, it's maybe an inch or so. You don't have to deal with it because it's literally gone the next morning, or it's melting as it's hitting the ground. It's not like this where you get, I think it's 6 to 8 inches planned for Sunday again. And guess where I'm at? Right in the middle of the whole damn thing. And to top it off, my daughter has her last volleyball set of games away from here. So we not only have snow coming, we're going to be traveling long distances in there. Now, I'm not afraid of traveling in snow. It's just that, I know when they say, East Coast getting this much, it's dangerous travel conditions. Well, yes, it is, but if you have your head wrapped around yourself, and you should have no problems traveling in just a regular snowfall. Now, if it's blizzard conditions, the thing's blowing, you can't see the road, that's a whole different animal, and no, you should not be out there traveling in that. But, so we have no idea what to expect for this snowfall. But we are going to be about an hour and a half from our house when this is all going down. So that was kind of the main context of the last recording, was me bitching about this long winter. I think the other thing I was kind of mentioning was my plan for another podcast and doing a learning weather podcast. And my time is so minimal right now, of free time, I just haven't had time to put any attention to it. I do have it on my in Narvana, my Getting Things Done app. So it is in there. I do have my next steps planned out. It's stuff I want to do. It's just time, and when we're constantly running, I'm putting in 120% at work some days. And I'm serious. I know there's only 100% in a day. I'm just exhausted when I get home. And when I don't have to do anything, I'm just vegging out. My taxes are almost done, so that's something else I can, you know, look forward to and call completed. So hopefully things can slow down a little bit. But the other side effect of this weather is soccer season is getting delayed because we can't get out there and practice. You know, we could probably get the boys out there tomorrow morning, but it's going to be 20 degrees out before you factor in wind chill. 20 degrees in April. So we decided, you know, that we got to cancel, and then on Monday, we're going to have another 6-8 inches of snow on the ground, and the logistics of that just doesn't work. And obviously, our soccer is not the only thing interrupted. My daughter's doing track, and her first meet was canceled due to the temperatures. And apparently there, they require them to run in shorts and short-sleeve shirt, or I'm not exactly sure what the required apparel is, but this weather is not conducive to what people normally expect in April. And this is abnormal, don't get me wrong. This is absolutely abnormal. So, I think that this is a good little episode. Actually longer than what the last one was. So, thank you for listening. And please, if you are actually listening, send me a tweet, send me an email. At Mike Wills on Twitter. Mike@MikeWills.me, email. Just kind of let me know, hey, I'm listening. And I'm not, kind of let me know that I'm not just talking out into the middle of the big old black hole that where no one's really truly listening. So have a good weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.